24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And as you know by now, Vibes is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, Expectation. And I like to talk about any subject that falls under that area. Now, I always like to ask you, what is your vibe saying right now? Are you projecting negative energy or positive energy? Check your thoughts, discipline your mind. Ask yourself, what do you want to get yourself right back into alignment so that you can attract what it is that you're wanting? Remember, your feelings serve as a barometer as to whether you are on track to what you are wanting or whether you are off track. So today I would like to speak on a topic that I think will inspire you. And the title of this show is called You Are Not an Ugly Duckling. So for a long time, I saw myself as an ugly duckling. I had bad spots, and you know, as growing up as a teenager, you know, there's that awkwardness, especially when your body as a woman, you begin to develop. But somewhere along that journey, God began to tell me that I am not an ugly duckling, that I am a swan. And he began to show me that I shouldn't believe in the thoughts that I had of myself that were unlike the thoughts that he had of me. And on a daily basis, God is showing me who I am. God is showing me that he created me as an original. You are an original. Each and every one of us, we are originals. There's no one like you. You're an original. And what's great about an original is the value. You see, when there are multiple copies of something, the price is decreased. When there is only an original, there is nothing to compare it with, because by its nature, it's an original. And that's what you are. That's why you have to run your own race. That is why you shouldn't compare yourself with anybody else. You are so unique. You're so uniquely and divinely made for your particular purpose. You've got your own gifts, and you should use your gifts for the glory of God. So you're perfectly packaged for your purpose. Now, when you think about an original, there aren't two originals. There is only you. So it's really a lie when you hear you have to be in this competition with other people. So how can you be when there is none like you? So I get up in the morning and I tell myself, I am priceless. So are you. You cannot put a price on me. A price cannot be put on you. You know, I alluded to my school days earlier on, and I remember going through those times of having really bad acne and looking in the mirror and just wanting to peel my skin away. And I used to think, gosh, your skin is so ugly. But the thing is, what you see is your reality. Remember, our words have power. We create what we see with our words. And when we declare it, we call in other beliefs that have to, like henchmen, support that belief. And so when I would look in that mirror and I would say to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so ugly, and I didn't want anyone to look on what I perceived as my ugliness, then I was basically prophesying my future. And I like to ascribe the word insanity, and I know it sounds like a really strong word, but I ascribe that word insanity to that part of my life because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how God saw me. I didn't know that I was always a swan, but I never saw that I was a swan. And of course, I'm just using an analogy. But God always saw me as a swan, even though I didn't see myself as a swan. And so I've called this show The Ugly Duckling because that is what it reminds me of when I see people, sisters and brothers walking around who see themselves as an ugly duckling. So who knows the story of the ugly duckling? Once upon a time, I'll tell you the story. Once upon a time, there was an ugly duckling. And the ugly ducklings was with a family. And the ugly duckling fell out of sorts as his beaks was too long and its feathers were too long. And it felt ugly. It felt out of place. And so it actually thought there was something wrong with it. And all the other ducklings that were around him bought into the perception of how the ugly duckling saw itself and supported the beliefs that the ugly duckling had and would call the ugly duckling ugly. And then the story goes that one day when the ugly duckling was sailing down the river and it saw in the reflection of the water, it saw its neck was long and gangly. And it saw the long feathers and it kind of sighed and thought, how ugly. And then it began to sail down the river further. And it came across a ganglion of other birds that looked just like the reflection that he had just seen. And so imagine, here he was for the first time seeing a creature that looked like him. And he realized just then that he wasn't ugly, that he was actually a swan. And I get really emotional sometimes when I think about that story. Because that's how God sees us. We are his swans. We are his swans, and he's looking at his swans. And it pains him when you cannot see how beautiful you are. It pains him that you're walking around as ugly ducklings in this false identity of yourself. Bumping into things, not doing things right, and getting yourself into trouble, not living up to your full potential, doing things that are so unnecessary because you have a belief that is contrary to who you are. And that is insane. But the thing is, God can't enter into your insanity. But what he does do is he stays with you. And he is around you. And he prompts you to see who you are all the time, hoping that one day you will get still enough to hear him say, you're a swan. You're a swan. And one day, it's my prayer that you will turn around and begin to realize. And the angels in heaven will clap their hands. The father of the prodigal son will begin to clap his hands. The father of the toddler will clap his hands, saying, come on, you can do it. Come on now. See that you're a king. See that you're a queen. Come on. I want you to look around you. Even if you have to whisper to the person next to you and say, you're not an ugly duckling, you're a swan. Imagine I was getting changed in the changing room recently. I was in a store and I was changing into some garments. And you know, they have these cubicles. And in the cubicle that was next to mine, I could hear a woman getting changed. And I could hear who I knew was her daughter. She called her mum. And she said to her mum, oh, mum, you know, you've got such a beautiful figure. I wish I was short like you. She said, look at me, I'm so tall. And I waited to hear what the mother would say, how she would respond. And the mother just said, oh, you want to be like me? And then she said, oh, pass me that dress, because her daughter was holding some items for her. She said, pass me that dress. And that was the conversation over. And I wanted to come out of the cubicle and say, listen, never let me hear you speak about yourself like that again. Who told you that being tall wasn't beautiful? And the story of the swan came back to my mind. Here was a girl, because I eventually did leave the cubicle, who was beautiful in her school uniform, and her mum didn't correct her. And I thought, mums need this education because perhaps they themselves are not even aware that they're a swan. I remember years later at my home, and you know, one of my next door neighbors is the brother of a friend that I used to go to school with. And so one day the friend came to my house with her cousin, and her cousin also attended my school. And I remember she used to pick on me a little bit. She was a little bit of a bully. And she looked at me, not having seen me for years, and she said, wow. She said, the ugly duckling has turned into a swan. Listen, I want you to start seeing yourself as God sees you. You know, you are so enough. The Bible tells us we were made in God's image, in his likeness. And we know that every seed brings forth a seed of its own kind in its own likeness. You know, a monkey gives birth to a monkey. A man gives birth, when I say man, obviously woman, human beings give birth to human beings. Okay, a sunflower seed gives rise to a sunflower seed. In the Bible, God is described as love. So we are love. And love is perfection. So when you look upon another person, see love standing in front of you. When God looks upon love, do you think he sees imperfection in love? No, he doesn't see imperfection in you. He sees you exactly as he created you. It is you who sees yourself, not as he sees you. You see, from where God is standing, remember, he stands in a place of eternity where there is no time, where there is no beginning and the end. Time is for us. He sees us making mistakes, He sees us making errors. He sees us walking in this world of insanity. And yet, in that, he doesn't see you as an imperfect being. He just sees you making mistakes. And just because you've made mistakes doesn't mean that you've lost value in his eyes. He sees you as perfect. He doesn't see wrong or right in you. But he observes your insanity and wishes and prays. Let me not say wishes. He prays because I believe he has a plan to call you back. But he wants you to listen to his voice. He's saying, come back home. He's saying, put your eyes upon me. There's a verse in the Bible. I can't remember the actual verse at the moment, but God says words to the effect of, oh, if only you would listen to me. If only. Why? Because God's intention is to benefit you. So for the newcomers who are new to this show, listen to it for the first time, I want you to recognize yourself. This is a place where good vibes abound. You are enough. God said that you're an original. You're an original. He sees no imperfection in you. No imperfection. So who told you you're not perfect? Is insane. It's insanity to see yourself as anything less. When you see that, you start to walk in that. That becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You start to see yourself as a child of God. You start to own that. You become confident and composed because you know who you are. And you are enough. So last week's radio show was very much me telling you that you are enough. And this just ties into it. It's about not comparing yourself with another person, because it really is mentally draining. You're wasting your time. And it's really frustrating because it puts you at war within your own self. It's time to actually stop that inner conflict and turn your attention to peace that waits patiently at your side. And I'm not saying that it's an overnight process. For me, it was by no means an overnight process. It took time. But I'm slowly learning to stop the comparisons, because I find myself doing it now and again. But mostly I'm so strong in it because I know how God sees me. I know how God sees you, that you're wonderfully made, that you're a masterpiece. When God created you, he looked on you and said, not that it was good, but that it was very good. So why not choose to buy into the way that God sees you? You're enough. You're beautiful. You're perfect. Because of your gifts and your passions. Because of your heart and your ability to give to others. Because of your caring nature. Because of how you love, how you laugh. Every part of you is what makes you perfect. And God has given us that freedom to have, to be whoever we want to be with the gifts that he's blessed us with. So no more comparing. It didn't leave me feeling satisfied and whole when I did it. It didn't leave me feeling proud or motivated. And that's when I knew that I had to put a stop lid on that. I knew that if I wanted to find peace, I had to stop comparing myself, and I needed to see myself not in a negative way, but to use the word to uplift me in a positive way. And the only way that you should compare yourself to others is if you're using their success to motivate you to do better. And even success itself is measured not by comparison. It's about you setting yourself goals, and have you achieved your personal goal? Have you achieved your dream? Success is personal. So don't let jealousy take over, but instead, light that fuel within you and use it to light your path. Because you can't measure your self-worth, because you're priceless, because you are an original. You don't have to be any skinnier or smarter or prettier or more or less of anything in order to be enough, because you're enough right now. You know, recently I was watching a program on body dysmorphia, looking at these women who see themselves as ugly ducklings. And in my sight, they were absolutely gorgeous. I just thought, what is it that they're seeing? But it's about the beliefs that we hold about ourselves. Are your beliefs supporting you? Does it make you vibrate higher, or does it make you vibrate lower? Accept who you are. And another thing, as we're going into the new year, 2020, you want to look at the kind of friends that you've got around you. Are they lifting you up, or are they bringing you down? I remember one year I literally took out my mobile phone and I scrolled through the contents on the contacts page, and I deleted some numbers. I deleted numbers. Why? Because the most important relationship I have is with myself. And these particular individuals were, let me just say, draining my energy. You know when you've got people in your life who don't necessarily add to you? They're like vampires. They suck and suck. And if you give them the opportunity, they will suck you dry and give you nothing in return to nurture yourself. I had to let those people go. And this is what you have to do. This is how you preserve. In a way, it's actually setting in a boundary for yourself. This is how you get to preserve the vision of how God sees you. You see, what I'm discussing here today falls under the vision part of my formula, vibe, vision, intention, belief, expectation, because it really is about embracing all that you are. I heard it once said that sight is about what you see on the outside, but vision is about what you see on the inside. A lot of women are blind to who they are. And because they're blind to who they are, they're walking into relationships with blindfolds on. And they're expecting their date or their partner to love them in a way that they're not even loving themselves. So this is very much about helping you to become whole. This is very much about calling out what's in the dark, those secrets that you have, those things that you are ashamed of, those things that are energetically holding you back, and bringing them screaming into the light so that they don't have a hold over you anymore. And for people that know my story of being abused when I was younger and feeling a sense of shame and losing my voice. When I say losing my voice, not respecting the validity of my opinion, not knowing how to say no, because it was all that I knew. I didn't know any different. It's about bringing that, bringing it out into the light, looking at it and letting God deal with it. Because once you keep it within you, it has a hold on you. It imprisons you. So shine your light bright. As you go into the year 2020, make an intention to become not a better version of yourself, but all that God has intended you to be. So if you're feeling like an ugly duckling, and maybe even for years you've been walking around, bumping into furniture, getting yourself into scrapes, getting yourself into bad relationships, and you're thinking, no more. You know, like, you can actually see that there is a pattern running through it, that you are in fact the common denominator and you want to do something about it. Then pick up the phone and contact me. I can be reached at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. Or if you want to even know more about the work that I do, I'm a dating energy coach, which means that I help women that to become the perfect match to the type of man they want to attract, because I work on the principles of the law of attraction that states that like energy attracts like energy. Then you can contact me. Then you can find out further information at www.valerieacampbell.com/webinar. And if you just want as well, just a really great video that will give you an insight of perhaps where you're going wrong in dating, if this is what you're experiencing, then visit thesecretvibe.com. You'll find a very powerful video there that literally I asked God for, oh gosh, clarity in the way that I should go forward when I felt so stuck. And I cried out and said, God, give me clarity. There's so much information on the internet. I don't know which way to go. And God gave me an image which perfectly illustrates how you should relate to one another, male and female, in a relationship. So go ahead to thesecretvibe.com and you'll find some information there. You know, I hope that this information has really helped you, because it's always my intention to add value. Know that you're not an ugly duckling. Know that you are a swan. Hold your neck high. Hold that beautiful neck of yours high and start walking in the energy of who you are. You're beautiful. You are strong. You are loving, you are peace, you are capable, you are a creator. Go out and be the best that you can be. And don't let any naysayer say that you can't do it, because you can. I also have a book available on Amazon called She's Got That Vibe. Again, if you want to know a little bit more about me, you can find that on amazon.com. She's Got That Vibe. Or if you just want to send me a message, you can find me on Facebook. Again, The Secret Vibe. I think you're kind of getting it now, right? It's all about the vibe. So as always, I hope that I have added value. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. 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 Rabbi. 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 Rabbi.